In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Praise is comely for the upright. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Lord be with you. And let us pray. O God, who by the humiliation of thy Son did raise up the fallen world, grant unto thy faithful ones perpetual gladness, and those whom thou hast delivered from the dangers of everlasting death, do thou will make partakers of the eternal joys. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The second article, together, redemption. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. This morning's Old Testament Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 18 to 26. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine afflictions and my misery, the wormwood and my gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall of my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So far. This morning's epistle, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sins transgression also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the very beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So far. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and we shall not see him, and again a little while, and we shall see him. And because I go to the Father, they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, Do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and you shall not see me? And again a little while, and you shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing, and verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So far. And we continue with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Please be seated. Blood. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is The Children of God, Living as God's Children. And it's based upon our epistle lesson. And I would like to read just a portion of that beginning. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. So far, please be seated. This is an honor to be called a child of God, which none of us can really fully grasp, understand, or appreciate. John is here speaking of a higher relationship, a higher power. We are God's children by adoption. We have been adopted through Jesus Christ. We have been taken into God's family to be the recipient of his special love, favor, blessing. And just think about that for a moment, all the benefits that we have as children of God. We have been made heirs of his heavenly riches. Therefore, if we are now God's children by adoption through Jesus Christ, then it's obvious that there was a time when we were not. Correct? What were we before? Scripture answers by saying, we were by nature the children of wrath, as others. Yes, we were born in sin, with corruption, evil nature, the slaves of and the tools of the devil. They controlled us because of sin. We were in utter helplessness. We had no choice in the matter. There was no strength or power in us to change ourselves. We were lost and condemned creatures. And we could not free ourselves. And the end result would be destruction and everlasting damnation in the punishments of hell, plural. We were in the kingdom of Satan. We were in such utter darkness that we could never find the way out to God. We could never find our way to heaven. Happy Mother's Day. How did we become God's children? Well, in love and mercy, God sent his Son into this darkness of sin and unbelief to seek and to save that which was lost. And we were numbered with the lost. All of us here this morning at one time were numbered with the lost. Jesus, with his precious blood, paid the ransom price for our redemption on that cross so that Satan could no longer claim us, and that he, Jesus Christ, might destroy the works of the devil. Christ reconciled us, won us back to our Heavenly Father, and adopted us into his family. No greater honor can be given us than being adopted by Almighty God himself. And think about that for a moment. Almighty God himself adopted us into his family. I just thought of something. According to Jewish law at that time, when you adopted a child, that child became more important than your own blood child, if you had any. And that when you died, he, the one you adopted, got all the benefits, and your real son got nothing. That's how important it was for the Jewish people to understand what it means by adoption. And when we apply that to our faith, we come into the family of God. We have been adopted by Jesus Christ, if you will. And all the benefits are ours through faith in Christ. No greater honor can be given to us than being adopted by Almighty God Himself. His reason for doing this was because He loved us. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons, the daughters of God. When you and I, by faith, believe in Christ as our personal Savior, we were made children of God. Something very wonderful happened to us. We were made new creatures. A new nature was put into our hearts. And this new nature now hated the former life of sin and now lives according to the will of God. The world does not understand this new nature. The world loves sin. It does not know and understand why anyone should avoid certain sins. As a matter of fact, our government has legalized sin. Why? Well, because the world does not know God. Unfortunately, we have some of the world in us. We have a constant struggle within ourselves. And the devil takes advantage of this. He knows our weaknesses. He knows every one of our weaknesses. And he throws all kinds of temptation in our path. He says to us, did God really say that? Why do you believe in certain parts of the scriptures? Why do you only believe the parts that you like and disregard the parts that you don't like? And heaven is so vague, if you will. These are the temptations of the devil. So far away. Forget all about that. Concentrate on the now. Eat, drink, and be merry. Why go to church on Sunday when it's the only day that you have off? Enjoy yourself. You can only go around once in life. Yes, the world is desperately looking for happiness. And at times we do grow weak. And we do permit ourselves, our old sinful nature, to take over. This does happen, and it happens often. But don't become discouraged. Don't feel as if God has rejected you, because He hasn't and He never will. He died for you. Think of that. He died on the cross for you. You think He's going to abandon you just because of a couple of sins? No. He forgives those sins. We trust His word. We rely on His redemption. We build our hope on nothing else than His blood and righteousness. We know how the Son of God defeated sin and death and Satan for us. And we take courage and comfort in that fact. We know that He did atone for our sins, that He did remove them, every barrier that separated us from Him in heaven. We declare that the Bible is the only source of divine revelation for Christian doctrine, the only supply of saving knowledge, the only record which Christ has told us to search, the only word in which He pleads with us to continue in. His will is to be found first, not what the churches have to teach, but in what Scripture teaches. We also believe that our Lord asked us to search the Scriptures, because they are they which are inspired. They are infallible. They are truth. They are God's word. So don't listen to those who claim that the Bible contains God's word. The Bible is God's word. Our Savior did not direct us to use a book which is only half right and half wrong. He would never do that. So don't be satisfied with reading only a few pages now and then. Our Savior speaks of searching the Scriptures, examining its warnings, examining its promises. Search the Scriptures, the entire inspired, errorless testimony of God's love and our Savior's atonement. Let us never grow tired of searching the Scriptures to find in them the promise of eternal life that through faith in Christ we have. Amen. One more thing. If you're not attending Bible class, please consider. No. Let me restate that. No, don't consider it. Do it. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this moment and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And let us pray for our communicants. But first, I'm sure that there is a prayer that you would like to extend to God's throne of mercy on your behalf. Let's take a moment for that one. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their soul, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen. We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death destroyed death, and by his rising to life again has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy,
heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And the power and the glory.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the true body of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the true body. Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ.
Now may his body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.